I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Slacker and Steve.
So I forgot about something that happened to me on my trip, and I need to talk about it, and we need to like explore what the hell is wrong with TSA or something. I don't know what this is.
Oh, great. Okay.
So I went today to work out, and if you're a workout fanatic, you might think I'm a wuss, but I do like arms workouts with 5 pound weights. What? You're a grown man. Because I'm doing like arms toning. Instead of like picking up 35 pound dumbbells, you do like lightweight a whole bunch of times.
Okay.
So 5 pounds, two of them, that's 10 pounds. Like I can fit those in my luggage so that when I travel, I can just work out in my room. So that, because every time you go to a gym in a hotel, the weights start, it's all meatheads in there, and they start at 35. And if there is a 5 pound weight, there's some, you know, fit instructor down there who's on a Peloton holding the 5 pound weights. And you
has
can't get,
anyone else in this group been to the gym in a hotel? Just
I go to
once.
The ho- every time.
That's
you don't-
so weird.
What?
Never.
Oh my God.
I've stood up.
Okay.
I know.
You should go. Because
Steve, you've been to a hotel?
Yeah, no, it's, I mean, there are, the hotel gyms now are kind of nice.
Really?
A lot of them actually have Peloton bikes and like they have the ropes from CrossFit and all like,
wow.
They're really nice. Well, like Aaron, you go to the gym here at work.
Yeah, it's
how
trash.
Many weights are left?
Well, yeah, after people stole them,
right.
There's like four.
So you just don't know if you're going to have the
that's
gear
annoying.
You need
yeah.
to work out. So I just bring it with me.
Your 5 pound dumbbell.
Yes.
Okay.
And then my wife brings 4 pound dumbbells.
Oh.
So, I know there's a disparity.
Yeah.
Don't even start. The workouts say 1 to 3 pound weights for men or women. I'm 2 pounds over. She's 1 pound over. Do we have to get through? What?
It just seems like you could share.
Yeah.
But we work out at the same time.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
she's going to go do her thing and I'm going to do my thing. And then we like,
okay.
we're all done with our workouts. So I have been doing this for a couple of years.
Flying with.
Yes. You just, like, especially it's hard to do when you're checking a bag because there's a weight limit. But if you're carrying the bag, you can have 3,000 pounds in that bag as long as you can lift it over your head and get it into the overhead bag.
That's true.
It can be as heavy as you want. So fly to Columbus, Ohio for this football tournament, get back to the Columbus airport. And I knew I was screwed when I walked in and like walked up to security and there's no one there.
Oh, here we go. Yeah.
And you're like,
yep.
These guys haven't done anything in a long time.
They're bored.
So here we go.
Yeah.
It's on. I go through first and it's like, boop. And like, I literally strip my body of anything, metal, anything. It should never beep for me. And they're like, I'm like, I don't have any metal on me, so I don't know what's going on. They're like, oh, no. You were randomly selected for a search.
Of course you were.
You're the only one.
And I'm like, randomly selected. So it just automatically does the first customer of your life. It's in. So they take my phone, turn it on, wipe it down for explosive residue, did my hands for the explosive residue, patted my little pee-pee, like did the whole, like, everything. Then I hear behind me the rest of my family going through and they're like, no, we need to open this bag. So they open up her bag and they're like, what are these? And they pull out her dumbbells. And it's like, do you not know what they like? Is this rhetorical? I don't know what you don't understand about it. And they're like, you can't travel with these. And it's like, I've been to Hawaii. I've been to Mexico.
You can't travel with weight, though.
I don't know why. Could I kill somebody with the weight?
You've been everywhere. You're an international traveler.
I've been everywhere with those weights. Then beep, beep. I can hear it going off, and I'm like, there's my bag. Sir, we need you over here once you get done being fondled by Jimmy over there. So I go over. They pull the weights out again. They're like, you can't. All right. So, like, all these TSA guys huddle up and talk it out, and they come back with the conclusion, you can each have one.
What?
So then they put 1 5-pound weight back in my bag, 1 4-pound weight back in her bag. And I'm like, no. How about you just take two yeah. fives and yeah. let us know? Yeah. We can't switch the weights from bag to bag.
Oh, my God.
So now you're uneven weight.
This is a joke.
I mean, I'm seriously fresh off Jimmy touching me in places, like wearing me like a sock puppet. So, and I'm like, seriously? He's like, yep. And he walks over the trash can, drops my 5 pounds.
Whoa.
Because that's what they got to do. It's like if you have something in your bag, they want to give, and you know they take that trash can and like go through it, but like they give you the impression that they're throwing it away. Like when they take your fingernail yeah. clippers or whatever, it's like, we're throwing it away.
I think with the weight though, I don't know that a lot of TSA workers are going to reach in there like, I got to
right.
get so this buff is just after my shift. Yeah, I think.
And beef up one arm more than the other because yeah. I got a 5 and a 4. So I was like, literally, throw the other one away. Take it. I don't like. What am I going to do with one? And they're like, we can't.
Wait, why?
They wouldn't throw it away. And I'm like, do you understand that when I get back to Denver, I can't go buy a weight. They come in pairs. I mean, you can buy a weight, but not in the brand that I have. So then I'm going to have a neoprene one in this hand and a metal one, and it's like, ugh, I can't. I'm not doing that.
They did that part on purpose.
I guess
just to be. Dude, it's because you flew into a small airport.
You honestly believe that's what it is?
Yes.
I agree.
Okay.
Why? Where have you flown into that's like, is it just, they just don't have a life?
What yes.
is
the problem? Yeah. They have nothing to do. When I go back home to Sioux Falls, I'll be the only one, like you did, walk to TSA, and they'll come out of the woodwork, every TSA, and they'll do the process overboard and to the left.
Sir, remove your shoes.
That was everything. Okay, then you have your can't overlap. Everything to a T. And every time I get searched, because I'm the only one there, and they're bored.
And they have to say I searched a certain number of people today, so it's you.
Yeah. Amber, she's an international traveler too.
Does this happen to you?
I bet you anything. It doesn't.
No, because she's in big airports.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it gets you through. Just get them through. Volume. Get them through.
I mean, I just. As I'm walking through, I knew it. The second I hit the line, I'm like, oh my God, there's nobody here. They have nothing better to do than yep. cavity search me.
And you knew you were screwed.
It was.
Were they over the top nice? Because when I go to Sioux Falls, Joe Foss, they're over the top nice.
They were trying to be nice to me. Like the childlike wonder with which they were holding my dumbbells. Like, huh? What's this? I'm like, it's a dumbbell, man. This is the easiest thing in the world. Just put it back. And I'm like, do I argue? Do I say, like, look, man, Maui didn't touch it. Cancun didn't touch it. Like, Arizona never touched it.
I know.
Like, I know. San Francisco never touched it.
There's nothing.
What do you want me to, like?
They hate when people say that. Like,
why? Isn't TSA kind of the same?
You're supposed to be. But if you get on a plane, and you say to the flight attendant, but the last crew let me do that. They hate nothing worse than that.
And I'm also, you're proud to be from Columbus, Ohio. And I'm comparing you to somebody at San Francisco.
That or Hawaii.
Those people can't control their city. What do you think they're doing? And you're like, they're letting me on the plane with the dumbbell.
That must be
like
that must be their rule. Because that's not a rule. DIA is.
I mean, never happened.
A similar thing happened to me when I was flying out of Cedar Rapids, Iowa, another pretty small airport. It was after my sister's wedding. As a gift, because we were in the wedding, it was the barrel of a bat, but it was just the barrel cut off, and it was like a koozie, basically. But it was a wooden, only the barrel, no handle on it.
But it's like a half bat.
And I had to fight with them to let me bring it. But they let me bring it. They didn't throw it.
You argued with them.
Yeah. Because it was engraved with my name and the date. Like, it was clearly not a weapon.
Right.
And it had no handle. I couldn't swing it if I wanted to.
Does anybody think my weights were a threat, though? Is there a way to think that I would have grabbed that and bashed somebody?
And why let you keep one?
Yeah.
If that's the thing, like,
that's
you could hurt someone with two, but the one wouldn't be. That doesn't make sense. Either take them or don't.
Maybe they thought that like 5 pound versus 4 would topple you over, so you wouldn't be able to get a good strike.
I don't.
And if they, yeah, if Amber's right, if they think there's something in the weights, like you're hiding drugs inside, why
like
let you keep
it's going to fold into something?
And why let you keep one then?
Right.
If that's just, I get, we'll pick which one doesn't have the illegal stuff in it.
You know, I guarantee if you would have gone back there 5 minutes later, they would have been using your weights. Personal.
They just stole bulking up. Yes. They're all just like,
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.